We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Everything's shaping up for the home opener.
We've invited the Patriots, and we're ecstatic that they're going to be there.
Chris Curtis has been breaking news all morning.
Good news for you this morning.
No Patriots appearances tomorrow in the form of their coach or the coaching staff.
Sorry to put you through it.
No Tom Brady, no Bob Kraft.
Were you guys in any way concerned in the offseason about...
Sweetheart, let me just answer you.
Who's ready for Celtic playoff basketball?
Tommy's been saying it for days. Gordon will be the X Factor.
I'm talking about the X Factor.
You know what we call X Factors? Just average players.
Next topic.
It's playoff time.
If they had been shooting team 45,
What are you talking about?
And Boston is going to be tough.
Thank you.
Next question.
What type of reaction do you think you guys will get?
Cheers.
I don't want to see you on the mound ever again. Ever.
Right now.
Does it make all the Duca go away? No.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, it's opening day tomorrow. We're all going to be over there at opening day. Lou's going to be on the broadcast tomorrow for opening day. Two-man
special
team
guest.
Tomorrow.
No, nope. Different inning?
Yes. Can't tell you which inning it is.
So in other words, they have to lock the door. So
Lou is going to leave, and I'm going to take over.
So we have an idea who's going to be there tomorrow and who's not going to be there tomorrow. We can tell you this, and he would get a huge ovation. And he's still unemployed. Craig Kimbrell will not be at Fenway Park tomorrow.
That's too bad.
According to a source, Kimbrell has chosen not to attend the pregame ceremony. He's got nothing else to do tomorrow.
You're not using Kimbrell!
He's got nothing else to do. He spent much of the offseason working out right here. He's been living in the Boston area, working out at Babson College. Mm. And he decided that maybe he won't go tomorrow. And it is too bad. He would get a huge ovation.
I saw Sam Kennedy. I spoke with someone, whatever, and he said they had a long talk yesterday about it. They wanted him to come. He just chose to stay away. Thought it'd be a distraction. But I would say first off, the bullpen's been the best part of this team,
right?
So it's not like everyone's great and they're 3-8 because the bullpen blew six games and then he shows up and then it gets a little awkward. Bullpen's been great. You're celebrating 2018 team. You were on it, so I don't know what the problem would have been. It's not a distraction for this team.
Nah, I can see him just, you know, not necessarily holding a grudge, but maybe the guy's not signed. He's working out trying to find a job. He's still unemployed, so I can see how kind of uneasy he would be with showing up because he's not retired. If he was retired, it'd be a different story, but he's unemployed. He's a free agent, and now you're going to rub it in on him? And hey, you know what? Why don't you come and celebrate with us, and you know, and especially since we didn't want you.
Well, that may be it.
50% of the time.
So that may be pissing him off the most is he's looking at it. Now, I don't know whether he's come back to them, come off the 6 years, maybe four
That's
years,
true.
Something like that.
You have no idea.
Right.
If he came back and said, okay, listen, I'll sign for this, and they're like, no.
Right.
So maybe he's pissed.
Right. And that may be it. He just may be
what if,
pissed
what if
by
he,
the
What
thing.
If he hung out outside Fenway Park and he just got a big boombox? And started playing this song
to Dave's office.
To Dave's office. Doesn't Dave park in the same parking lot we park in? And he goes in that one door. I've seen him walk in it before.
He's in the same.
That's all he needs to do.
Yeah,
is just hold that bamboo box up and just wait for Dave to just kind of realize that he made a mistake.
He looks out the window and sees Craig.
Sees him down there
behind Kimbrell is Porcello and Brock Holt.
Yeah, sure.
They're free agents too.
Yes.
How about us?
Yeah, but those guys are actually playing.
I know.
Kimbrell's doesn't even have a job right now. So he's got to work on the emotional side of things.
All right, so the other guys that were here last year, Hanley and a few others, they can't make it because they're playing with other teams. So they're not going to be here. So then, of course, they're inviting the Patriots because Well, this baseball is coming around.
It's just stupid, but go ahead, continue. I'll let you know why.
Not only did the Red Sox win the World Series, but since we last saw them, guess what? The Patriots won the Super Bowl as well. There'll be no Kraft. There'll be no Brady. The Kraft one is pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, stay out of public
eye. Stay out of public eye. And second of all, why are you going to go into that den when the Globe, owned by John Henry, really hasn't been that kind to you recently.
Good point. So
stay out of it. You know, just stay. No Brady.
What's up, guys?
Is it Brady that he's busy doing something, or is it Brady showing some solidarity to Kraft?
Family time.
And family time.
Yeah.
And no Bill Belichick.
Well, he's in Barbados.
Right. And no, he's not. He's left.
He's flying around.
He's in Florida.
But he's
around.
So wait, do you think that Kraft is doing this on purpose? No,
I think it's most likely what Lou said, that he's staying
in protest.
He's staying out of the limelight. I don't know if I would go.
If I was him, and they were doing what they were doing, I would not step foot in that stadium.
But he can't be happy at what the Globe has done.
That's my point.
Forget about, remove it.
If this was something else and they owned the Globe and they were, no, I would not show up. I would not be the bigger person.
I'll tell you this. If I was John Henry, all right, and I don't know, whatever, I would contact, maybe it's Robert in particular, I don't know, whatever, somebody in the Patriots and say, we would like to honor the Super Bowl victory. You tell me what's better, Saturday or Sunday. Which day do you want to do? Saturday's game or Sunday's game? But we won the World Series, and opening day is a ring ceremony, and we're going to put our banner up there. That is for us. Because last night, are the Patriots going to honor the Red Sox at their opening day when they bring up their banner? If I'm the Red Sox, I don't like this at all.
No.
I don't know why they're doing it. Why would you honor
the Patriots? Why are you laughing? You just won the World Series.
You
know, he's right.
No, you just won the World Series. If you didn't win the World Series, like we've done in the past, then fine, celebrate the Patriots winning the Super Bowl. You won the World Series. Your banner's going up. You're getting rings. That's it. End of story.
Yeah, he's right.
End of story.
He's right.
No Patriots. Sorry, it's stupid.
Why do you do it?
It's a tradition.
Baseball's all about tradition. I thought you would be happy about this.
You think this makes sense? Honoring the Patriots on ring ceremony day when a banner's going up because our team accomplished something and we're going to bring the Patriots in? Really? Good for you. You won the Super Bowl. We'll do it over the weekend.
Seriously.
We'll do it over the weekend.
I agree.
Opening day? Home opener? It's stupid.
You know I'm right.
I don't want to say you're right.
He's right.
Because last year I was like, wow, they do it all the time. But last year they didn't win the World Series.
No.
But last year the Patriots were there because, you know, they did win it. So now you would think that they would kind of, okay, this is our time. And, you know, you guys can have another game.
It's our time.
But then why?
Because why are they?
Here's the thing. If you're the Red Sox, why not be selfish?
They should be selfish.
They absolutely should.
Why not just allow this to be... And you and only you.
Is this John Henry throwing Robert an I'm sorry bone?
Well, let me give you an example. So tomorrow,
because the Patriots.
Okay, we know the Patriots. Okay, we know who's going to be there.
Who is going to be there?
Edelman's going to be there. Gilmore. Jason McCourty. What about Devin? I don't see Devin's name.
How do you even know which one it is?
It says Jay McCourty.
They can be messing with you.
Okay. Patrick Chung. Matthew Slater. Joe Tooney. Oh, and many others. And Edelman's going to be there, and Gronk's going to be there. Now think about this. Gronk is actually going to make an appearance at Fenway Park on the celebration of their World Series championship.
Whoa.
And he hasn't done his press conference yet for his retirement.
Here's the thing. This is how bad it is for baseball. You shouldn't need any assistant to get attention. In this game, so you're gonna get your World Series rings. You're gonna have all.
They don't need it tomorrow.
You don't need the Patriots for help. And I guarantee you, tomorrow night, ESPN, whatever, they're gonna be talking about the Patriots and them bringing out the trophies more than they are the Red Sox.
So usually,
you're on
so you're sharing the limelight.
I'll tell you even more so. Your opening day is gonna be all about Rob Gronkowski talking to the media.
Yeah, it is. What does he say?
Who
is he chasing?
Right. Why are they doing this?
By the way, your first assignment, get down on the field tomorrow with your foam finger and try to find Gronk.
You want me to try to find Gronk?
Yes. You got to go find. So I hate to say it because Lou's usually very sensitive about a baseball.
But you know I'm right.
He's 100% right on this one.
Damn Skippy.
If I'm the Red Sox, almost feel right now, oh, we have to treat everybody in the town this way. Or maybe they're going overboard because maybe they were a little bit too vicious to the Patriots in the offseason here.
But to me,
this is all about the Red Sox. If you didn't win it in the offseason and the Patriots did, I can understand it. First game, this is what you do. But you just won the damn thing.
Bring them in on another day.
And the other thing is that you're burning down an opportunity to use the Patriots to help your ticket sales. You could use them on another day, maybe late in the spring, when everybody's still here.
Weekday
bring
in April.
Them all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring them all in. Yep. Set them up there. Put them in a box. Let them stay for the whole game. Bring their families in. And then you get more attention that way.
That's a good point. I hate to say it. Lou is right about this.
And I'm right.
They should have been selfish about this.
I almost feel like this is just what they've always done, and they didn't really think it through.
Maybe not.
Like, they want to get it over with.
That's the problem with the Red Sox right now. All of these ceremonies are all the same.
Red Sox!
And we've done it well so many times. You know, Dr. Charles has been great in the past, and we have to continue the tradition. So here's what they're going to do tomorrow. Guess what? Keith Lockhart's going to be there with the Boston Pops Orchestra and the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. They're going to perform both the Canadian and the U.S., the American National Anthem. Why don't we do something different? Why are we doing the same old stuff?
Wait, so is this the Boston? This is the Boston Pops.
Yes.
This is what you're going to hear?
This will get them going.
Right.
But shouldn't it be something?
We're going to have the flyover. Everybody cover your ears.
There you go.
Here comes the flyover.
Yeah, I'm not a huge. Is there? Why can't you have another local New Kids on the Block? How about that? Bring them back.
Yeah.
How about someone younger?
Do something.
Oh, whatever. Give me a local band that is
still
young.
Old.
Well, but it's the demos.
New Kids on the Block, right? Baseball's wheelhouse.
I'm just saying, maybe
it's still
new kids.
More popular than Boston Pops.
Maybe New Kids. I understand that, but geez,
how many other local bands do you have?
So who do we have? We're gonna have Pops. We're gonna have Poems, right? We have who's the what's the guy's name that does it all the time?
Dick Flavin.
Dick
Flavin will be there. We'll get a poem.
No,
and then we have Carl Stevens now from WBZ.
Actually did a poem today. Christian, would you like to hear
it? Got a poem?
I would love to.
Give me an opening day poem. I got one waiting for you.
Like wounded gladiators returning to Rome, the World Series champs are coming home. Will they say goodbye to a recent bout of sorrow? Well, if it doesn't rain, we'll find out tomorrow. At Fenway Park, they'll have hot dogs to sell. Will the Sox start winning? Time will tell.
And then there's another line in there.
Oh, my God. Your sport is so lame. So lame. You claim this because you have to. This is so lame. You know what NFL
because
has?
Because of that guy?
This guy.
You think I claimed that
this guy? You have this guy, the other
dude.
Well,
if it wasn't rain, we'll find out tomorrow.
Because of that guy?
We have rock stars.
You can give me other reasons. Not because of that guy.
No. Okay, opening day. Yeah. First of all, they've already been playing. They've already played how many games already?
11.
They have 11 games. They're 3-8. And they're going to return home. And this dude is going to welcome the Boston Pops. You get the Boston Pops. We get Ozzy Osbourne.
They do need to upgrade.
Seriously.
Yeah, don't you think?
What are they doing? Are you trying to run everybody off?
100%. I don't need the Boston Pops for opening day.
Too bad you're getting them.
Okay? I'm serious.
So
like,
bad.
Like you're at a game and everyone's getting excited and here comes the Boston Pops. Like, I'm good with that.
They'd be better off getting a YouTube performer.
How about creating
young people
just create a better atmosphere.
No it's baseball.
And tell the Pats to go screw and get you another day. This is my day. I don't understand. Oh, and here come the world champion, New England Patriots. Awesome. Oh, can we get our rings now? Oh, we did something too.
Okay.
Jesus. What Here's the hell are they
So
doing?
You're calling the game tomorrow, so you will be.
Oh, you'll hear it. Joe's going to say, wasn't that nice ceremony? And say, no, I don't agree with it one bit.
You're a liar.
Be here.
You're going to suck up the Patriots.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you.
Oh, okay.
You know
we'll
that money
see.
You think we owe you?
So,
I will double down on that bet that I don't owe you.
I'll say they screwed up and the Pats should never be here.
You're going to say this on the broadcast with Joe.
You're full of it.
Within the first 3 minutes.
Wow, Lou, it's a little harsh.
Oh, Lou, why are you being so mean? They're our brothers.
But by the way, I would love it if you did that. Can I just bitch at Nesson a little bit? So
sure.
Dennis Eckersley is phenomenal.
Outstanding. Right?
Remy is outstanding as well. And you get accustomed to those guys sitting there and being somewhat honest. I understand it's the team broadcast, and you don't want to rip the crap out of the team. We understand how that works. But Eck is pretty open. Remy's pretty open. And then this weekend, you put Jared Saltalamacchia in there.
Oh, they got to fill him in.
What? He what?
They got to fill him in. I don't know. Eck wasn't going to do 11 straight. Did 8.
You can't find somebody else.
Johnny Gomes.
He's a coach now.
Gomes, he's a coach. He's a coach now. He really screwed up.
Boy, Saltalamacchia this weekend. Oh,
yeah, did you
nobody.
Guys hear Salty's Ordway question that they asked to Cora about halfway through the game?
No.
Hey, see, I hear you talk a lot about details, and as a catcher, I've always, you know, looked at the details, and those small little things can make a big difference in a game. So I want to go back to JBJ's at bat last night where he drilled a ball to dead center, and you had Devers at second, did a great job getting a good read on it, and able to tag up and get to third and get his team an opportunity to pass ball scores, and he ends up scoring. You know, what does that mean for you and your team to see a young player like him have just a heads-up play?
No. Oh, that you know, was a four-way question.
No, you know the problem with that one? They had literally 1 minute. They gave them one minute.
That was a quarter. That was basically...
That was it.
Yeah, a quarter.
That was it. That was the interview. The entire interview. Then it was over. See you later. But no, the problem that...
He doesn't do it all the time.
What's that?
He doesn't do it often.
Yeah, but he's fearful. So the team is... I don't want him when the team's performing poorly because he won't sit there and tell you any of the truth. When he's sitting there and goes, oh, my God, nobody feels worse than he does about what he just did, stuff like that. They're so protective of the players. And you're right. It's not his fault. He's not trained in doing this. Hasn't done it. He's not that far removed.
I don't
removed.
Even know. He lives out in Scottsdale, I'm guessing,
yeah,
Arizona?
Yeah, it's a cheap deal, right?
It's a cheap deal.
Well, no, that's what
it's
it comes down to.
Money-saving endeavor.
People wonder why you have those type of fill-ins. You have those fill-ins because there's no... They're not paying much to, you know, for him for transportation, and they're not paying him much to do it. That's why.
Hey, the salty, what's going on, brother?
But it was painful. But plus, they've got him reading all of the mentions, all of the drops. Dave O'Brien doesn't read any of those anymore. They have the player do it. That got pretty good at it, at actually reading it. Salt to the mark, you.
Well, it takes time.
You're comparing one of the greats.
Let's go to break and let's hear what Lou has to say about Jared Salt to the mic.
I had somebody text me. They said this actually Salty actually sounds like you, only you got to be high doing the game.
Hey, the Salty, what's going on?
You stoned and relaxed.
Like our voice sounded.
He's very monotone.
Our voice sounded alike, apparently. And I listened to it a little bit. I'm like, I could see it maybe.
I got weed for everybody.
But it was just I have to be high. Just gone.
You see, I don't. Slow, you know, the whole. I never sit there and critique the broadcast. The
so
commentary.
It's great to have you.
Yeah,
that center. And you had Devers a second. Did a great job getting a good read on it.
Heard you played
and
well. And
able to tag up and get to third and get his team an opportunity.
What's wrong with that?
Seems like a nice enough guy.
What is wrong with that? Not everyone could be Glenn Ordway in the 80s. Not everyone could be Glenn Ordway in the 80s.
He was hard to listen to.
He didn't go to the Glenn Ordway School of Broadcasting.
This guy over here is so much better. You might have a similar voice, but you're so much better. He's so much better at it.
Kiss my ass some more. Yeah. Why don't you?
Let's see if you really step to the plate tomorrow.
You really think I'm not going to say anything.
We'll see.
You're too much of a team player. You know where the guy to get in line, Lou. That's your nickname.
To be a team player for the Patriots?
Get in line, Lou.
Get in line, Lou.
Right.
I like
See?
That.
The Red Sox. The Red Sox idea, Lou. You can't rag on their idea to have the Patriots.
Christian, I got to be true to myself.
So and Fox Hilaire's just spit
and
on
if
both.
If I feel it, I must say it. I will voice my disappointment that the New England Patriots are there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I don't agree with it.
I will say.
I
got
to be true to myself.
I do feel like they're wasted one with
well,
the Patriots.
Well, maybe that's Kraft's way of sticking it to him. I'll only come here opening day. I'm not going to help you sell another day.
No,
I don't know.
I don't think Kraft would come at all. I wouldn't go if I
No, I'm only sending my team there opening day. I'm not going to help you sell tickets on another game. I have no clue. All I know is that when that banner goes up and they accomplish winning a World Series and they're going to get their rings and it's the home opener, the introductions, all these sort of things, the New England Patriots should not be in the building.
Who goes
first?
This
is about celebrating a World Series.
Who goes first? Do the Red Sox get their ring and then wait for their main event? The Patriots come out with the sixth trophy.
The Red Sox are the undercard.
Oh, wait. Like, yeah, the Red Sox are the undercard. That's why you're really mad.
Then they hand Gronk a ring.
Yeah, and they go, Gronk.
It's stupid. I mean, it really is.
It is stupid.
Yeah.
The more I think about it,
yeah.
I hate
just
to say
won the world. If they didn't win the World Series, I'd be in.
Yeah.
But they won the freaking World Series. And they're going to honor the Patriots?
That's right. I'm with you. And listen, it is funny, though, because you could have used them during the weekend. You could have used them 2 months down the line. There's no rush.
But that may be it. The Patriots might have said, we're not doing it. We have guys around that'll do it on opening day.
No, see, I don't think so. I think those teams play little games? Off-season conditioning starts next Monday.
The Patriots.
Oh, right. They start next Monday.
They would never do anything wrong.
Well, the Patriots had the Red Sox there. Yeah, the Red Sox at one of the games, you know, Cora came out.
When they raised their Super Bowl banner? No, they didn't.
Okay, yeah, so let's do that. Let's flip
it.
Would the Patriots actually raise their banner and have all the players come out there and everybody going crazy.
No chance.
And Red Sox
and then
players?
Say, oh, by the way, let's honor. No, they
no
wouldn't
way.
Do it.
Zero chance.
They would. This is straight Pierce.
Yep. Well
what
said.
Am I doing? What am I saying?
Steve Pierce?
No, not
Paul
Steve
MVP?
Pierce. Paul Pierce. When Paul Pierce was all irritated with Isaiah Thomas.
It's his night.
It's his night.
He's right.
I don't need Isaiah Thomas in some stupid video. I earned it. He's a part-time guy. He's not going to have any. They're not retiring his number. He's going to be gone in a year. This is what the Red Sox players need to do. The Red Sox players need to say, why are the Patriots here? No offense. We love them and all, but... Can't we do this another day? Yeah.
Bring it back Thursday.
Yeah, later
how about Saturday,
on the week.
Sunday, pick a day.
You don't need to be here.
How about Patriots Day?
Even better. Sure, we'll do that.
Will they say goodbye to a recent...
Oh, shut up. You don't represent me. I don't know who the hell that guy is.
But
it's Carl Stevens.
He's got a handsome voice.
Here's Joe in Bedford.
Well, if it doesn't rain, we'll find out tomorrow.
Wants to talk about the opening ceremonies.
Hey,
go ahead, Joe.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
What's
good,
up?
Joe.
Good. Hey, listen, so a couple things. One, the flyover tomorrow is not going to happen because of the cloud coverage. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Oh, geez, now we're getting technical. Okay.
I'm a retired military, so I know a thing about that.
Okay.
If you look at the last four World Series presentations in the last 15 years, they've always had the Patriots, the Celtics, and the Bruins there. Now, the Bruins aren't going to be there because they're playing on Thursday. Celtics aren't going to be there because they're playing tomorrow night. So that's not why they're not going to be there. So why not have the Patriots there? On another note, I want to say, Kimbrel.
The Patriots win the Super Bowl in any of those years?
What's that?
The Patriots win the Super Bowl in any of those years?
Good question. Honestly, I don't remember.
04?
Good point, though.
Well, I know 07.
Mon, see if you can find it for me.
So 13. 07, so opening day on 08, Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
Was the guest.
You don't have a problem with that, Joe? I mean, listen, I mean, I don't know how many years they intersected where the Patriots won the World a Super Bowl and the Sox won the World Series, but you don't think they should be honoring? Like, I agree with you. Tom Brady showed up and everything when they won the Super Bowl or you know, Red Sox haven't, but the Red Sox, it's their ring ceremony. They're going to lower the banner for winning the World Series, and they're going to honor the Super Bowl champs on the same day?
But they always do it, though. They've always brought all the trophies out that they've always.
Yeah, won. But okay. So I'm trying to remember. Was there any crossover with when the Red Sox won the World Series and the Patriots? So I want to say 03? 04. No, because they won it after, right? So there's no. The Patriots won the Super Bowl in 04, and the Red Sox won it in 04. Oh, that was after, though, wasn't it? Was there any crossover? Is this the first time both have won the World Series?
All right, so I'm looking at 13. In 2014, on opening day, it was Marty Walsh and Tom Menino. That's who it was.
Yeah.
With a special guest. You had in 2015, opening day, Tom Brady was the featured guest.
They didn't win the World Series.
First pitch.
Yeah,
Do the first pitch
04
out. 04
will be the one to look at.
Okay. 2016, David Ortiz, Ty Law, Bobby Orr, and Bill Russell, if you remember, all through the first pitch. 2017, it was Tom Brady and the Patriots. And 2018, last year, it was the Olympic women's hockey team.
So in 17, that's actually them celebrating the Atlanta victory, correct?
Correct.
Fine. The Red Sox didn't win the World Series.
Correct.
It's their day. This is a bunch of crap.
He's right.
Tell them to stay home on opening day.
The Red Sox are all inclusive, but I think we should give him credit for that.
Normally, he's very sensitive about these topics, and he's usually biased, and he's usually wrong.
See, I'm like,
in this case, he's right.
I'm like the Red Sox. When I have a party or if I'm going someplace, the more the merrier. If anybody, you want to bring some friends, bring the friends. We're all party. We'll hang out.
You know it's stupid, too.
I think they missed out on an opportunity to use the Patriots at another day, another time. Just to, you know, to create some buzz, you know, bring more people into the stands.
And they would, tell you, as they roll their eyes, it's not about selling tickets. No, it's about doing what's right. And we'll hear this.
It's a bunch of crap is what it is.
Is this really what they're going to play?
Hot dogs to sell. Will the Sox start winning?
I can't take it anymore.
You know what I would like to see at Fenway Park? Tell me if I'm crazy in this one. Have you seen, like, in Oakland has it now, and they started it in Milwaukee with the different sausages, with the sausage race, with the mascots.
Oh, the different mascots.
And now they've got the legends out in Oakland, including the Ek one, where they do the race. Wouldn't you like to see that? And different old Red Sox players, like, you know.
Ortiz.
Ortiz. Nomar.
You got to be different, though.
You got to be really careful of that because you can't really do Ted Williams, can you?
the head?
Yeah. Gotta be sensitive about that one. So you can't do Ted.
Maybe not.
So you go Ortiz.
Wait, the Pedro. Head went, you put the rest of the body on.
Pedro Jerry head, curl days. Yeah. I will go with Pedro Jerry curl.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do something different. You gotta.
Well, but they need to come up with new stuff, don't they? If you want to appeal, I mean, they've got Wally, and what's Wally's girlfriend's name? They got
Tessie.
Now? Tessie or whatever.
It's not his girl. Isn't it his sister?
Is it?
You know, I haven't done a lot of research on the subject.
Okay, there's a song about her, right, or something like that.
Yeah, one or two, I think.
But I agree that in the past they have had some terrific ceremonies over there at Fenway Park. I love them; they've been terrific. But they've started to get stale because there's nothing new. Don't they have to kind of freshen it up a little bit?
That's why you hope the Patriots win the Super Bowl. So let's say let's just say the Bruins win
when you get eliminated.
So the Bruins will have plenty of time to take some sort of lap, you know, and show up at Fenway Park.
Well, they'll do that sometime during after they win.
I'm sure when the Bruins or Celtics win a championship, the Pats will probably have them when they drop the banner.
Opening nights. That would be Sunday
opening night.
That's
the ceremony.
That's a good point. We'll
before
see if that
Sunday
happens.
Night football, they'll honor. The Stanley Cup champ, Boston Bruins. What do you mean? Why
we're not
they?
Sharing the spotlight with some stupid hockey team.
Oh, why wouldn't they? Why? Because it's the right thing to do. You celebrate yourself. I don't know if John Henry feels guilty and wants Kraft the opening day because of what's going on with the Globe.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kraft said we can only come one day and it's going to be opening day, go screw. But if that's the case, I would have said, well, then stay home. That's it. Stay home. You're not touching opening day. That's about my boys.
Here's the other one, too. If you're the Patriots and some of the new guys, you know, Gilmore probably hasn't done this. Some of these other guys haven't done it before. But if you're Tom Brady, if you're Bill Belichick, you're Kraft even, and obviously different set of circumstances for him right now. But if you're Brady, you're Belichick, and they call you up and they want you to come, you go, oh, my God, do I have to do this again?
I used to see Brady just go, I've there, done that. Don't need to do it again.
But you brought this point up, and I think you're right. It's going to be Gronk's day tomorrow.
Yes.
And people are going to look at Gronk. You've already seen him. I saw him on video. He looks thinner, and you're going to sit there and say, oh, my God, what happened? Is Gronk no longer a tight end? He looks like Teddy Bruschi thinning out post-career,
right? Marathon.
Post-playing, right?
Want a piece of Gronk? Yum, yum. Give me some of that.
And he's yet to have a press conference sit down with the media, and the media is going to be all over
him. The Red Sox will let him use his little press area, and they'll announce to the media in the fourth inning, Rob Gronkowski's holding his press conference.
That would be fantastic.
Now, if I'm Mookie Betts.
Why not? I mean, it's only opening day. It's only ring ceremony day. It's only celebrating a World Series. Just let the whole freaking team ambush the day.
If I'm Mookie Betts, then I'm a little pissed about that.
Here's the thing. The Red Sox are so used to being the stepchild to the Patriots, so they're used to it. They don't know any better. Anyone who's new, this is kind of the way things are.
I used to love it, though, when they first finally won 2004 and they started winning a few of these things. They used to bring back all the old players who never won. All Red Sox players, to show them exactly what it's like to
win. Celebrate 67.
That's right.
Wounded gladiators returning to Rome, the World Series champs are coming home.
Stop with this guy, please.
Unbelievable. Carlton Fisk, fair ball. Oh, I'm here.
Hey, you know, we have got to do I've got to be able to rip. Well, good. Well, then you can help.
Who do you want
to rip?
WWE. We're going to do that last call.
I know, but I just want to make sure you don't forget about it. You have a tendency to forget these things.
We have all these things.
I got a lot of energy.
Down.
I'm ready to rip everyone who watches WWE, who supports it.
I like this.
ESPN, all of you. You're insane.
I like the vibe.
Save it for last call.
Yeah, we need it.
We save it for
last call. It's almost comical now. It's reached a whole nother level.
I like the vibe of today's show. I got to be honest with you. Because you're pissed right now. I'm pissed.
I've been Ordway,
get pissed about something. Will you?
He can't. He's on the fence, Ordway. He'll never go one way or the other. He'll always
love this,
stay neutral.
I'm going to love this tomorrow when Lou is ripping the crap
out of the
ceremony.
He'll do it in a
fun-loving
way. And
Joe is sitting there speechless.
He'll do it in a fun-loving way.
He's afraid to say anything.
We're going to have to go up there and do it.
Can you
if we did just barge in. Like, doesn't Joe usually take a break?
Can you take
have to go to the bathroom?
Can you take a picture?
Right. What do you mean?
During, in between innings.
Oh, between innings, yes.
Yeah, between innings. He'll leave. So what if the door just ended up locking, you know, and he couldn't get in?
And you came in and we did some play-by-play like we did a while ago?
Yeah, that's what we should do. You never know when it's going to happen. You got to tune in the whole time. Some kooky's going to go on.
I'll tell you what's really going to piss me off is that, like, in the third inning, Gronk joins the broadcast.
Or, why can't we do that?
Or somebody in the Patriots. I'm going to look at him like, why are you here? You think it's right that you're here?
That's what we need to do.
Do you think Mookie Betts should come to your opening night when you get the banner and you get your rings? Do you think the Red Sox should be there on your day?
Hey, Lou.
Why are you here?
Lou.
How do you feel about being here?
Lou. TV will get Gronk. You'll get some special teams.
You're going to get
Matthew Slater.
Matthew Slater.
We'll get Slater. Why are you here?
Gronk will be over. Gronk will be over there with Dave O'Brien. All right, 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls and the Red Sox coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Here to perform his magnificent new tribute, Fanfare for Fenway, with members of his beloved Boston Pops, won't you please welcome the most accomplished American composer and conductor of our time, the man whose film scores have helped provide the soundtrack of our lives, and whose love of Boston is in his DNA. The maestro, John Williams.
I'll take that one.
That's what we need. A little Star Wars
John
music,
Williams.
Superman music. John Williams. We're not getting him.
Let's rock it out. Let's jam out. Let's not this put people to sleep. This isn't a 4th of July fireworks spectacular. This is when you bring out the Boston Pops. Is it really tradition? The Boston Pops have to be there at opening day.
No, that's baseball's problem. They stick to tradition, and so
Kid Rock.
They're not picking up all these new young people.
They
desperately
need like a new pop something from Boston, because apparently you can only do it if you're from Boston. Why don't you just go get someone popular?
Like Megan Trainor.
Like.
She's from
Neil Diamond a few years ago. Remember
I'll
that?
Take Neil Diamond. Sing some sort of contemporary music.
James Taylor.
Oh, Lord.
Enough of James Taylor, please.
Why don't you bring Meek Mill in with you?
Yes, do that.
Kraft? Oh, but Kraft's not
Kanye
going.
Kanye West.
So Kraft's
Kanye
not
West.
Going. Yeah. You'd have to get Kraft to go over there.
Cardi B. No. 4 years, girl.
Cardi B. She's a Red Sox fan, right?
Big drug Poppy. John Henry. Big take Red his Sox money.
Who's this? Oh.
This is James Taylor.
JT, this is another one. This is another fan favorite.
It's good, but he's... Come on.
I'm with you.
The idea is to get young people involved and interested in the game.
Yeah.
You can't keep on clinging back to stuff that's dealing with 55 to dead.
This
you
sucks.
Can't do it.
It's like you knew that Buckley was sitting right next to what he was playing it to.
Oh, my God.
That's just the way it is.
Buck will be excited about this thing tomorrow.
Just
oh, my God.
Someone will pick up a little bit. That's all.
Give me one name.
They don't have to be from Boston.
I agree. Why do they have to be from Boston?
It could be anybody.
Can you have visited Boston?
Huh?
What if you just visited Boston once?
What if you brought like Jay-Z?
Who does the events now over there? Do you know? What? Who puts these together now that Dr. Charles is gone? I have no idea who puts these events.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but maybe,
I know. I always been a Red Sox fan, you know?
No? No, you haven't.
That's it.
But that's what they need. They need some young, innovative person that's going to come in and say, okay, we're gonna change this thing. We're going to rock it a little bit. We're going to make it a little bit different.
Bring in like two chains.
Two chains.
J. Cole. My kid will be excited. You know, something like that would be nice.
You don't think this rocks?
No. No, I don't, as a matter of fact.
And what happens if it rains or something like that tomorrow? Are they good?
They play it on Wednesday. Bad weather coming tomorrow, but
you know what
they're hoping that it's going to come late after the game's over. Of course, if they play 4.5 games, we're all screwed.
It looks like, I don't know if you guys are looking this far ahead, but a Marathon Monday?
Yeah, what do you got?
Doesn't look very good.
What does it look like?
It looks rainy,
again?
Wet, and cold.
And we're outdoors, aren't we?
No, we're indoors. No.
We have a temperature
inversion. I think we're outdoors.
It's Arctic air in nature.
Who says who?
I thought that's
what... outdoors. Well, if it's raining, we're not going to be outdoors.
No,
I know the clouds.
Indoors.
We're not going outdoors.
Oh, I thought we were doing it like for
we're
going to
be at
perch.
The finish line because Teddy Bruschi.
I thought we're going to be
Bruschi is
perch
running
at the
marathon. Rain all day Monday. What are we doing here?
Perch at the Lennox. That's what I heard, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
By the way, if you're looking at the Celtics tomorrow night, here's your try to figure out who's going to play. Aaron Baines out.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown lower back spasms probable.
He's in there.
Probable. Gordon Hayward out. Al Horford,
out. Kyrie Irving, out. Marcus Morris, out.
Good.
Marcus Smart, out.
There's a pattern here.
Jason Tatum, out.
They got enough guys?
Daniel Tice is questionable.
No, seriously.
And Gershon Yubiseli is probable.
I mean, I wouldn't even play Jalen if he's got back spasms. So who the hell, I mean.
Gershon Yubiseli?
This last game is like the last preseason game for the vet. No one should play in it. Everyone should get an extra day of rest. And who cares if you win or lose? It has no bearing on anything.
So why did Brad Stevens care about yesterday's game? The game, the Indiana had already lost. You had locked up the number four spot. And not only do you have your regulars playing in that game yesterday, but you're telling them, we want to win this game. Because they were playing it like it was a playoff game. So, and they still weren't good enough to win against Orlando at home.
Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
Ogilvy. He's
playing. Playing.
Yeah. Gershon Yubiseli.
Probable.
Yeah, he'll play. Wanamaker, ton of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Shabby O'Kelly.
37 minutes.
Is Williams okay now? Or is he still banged up?
Ooh. Time Lord?
Oh, he's okay. All
right. And then you're going to get RJ Hunter and PJ Dolce.
Oh, yeah, both.
But that's like five or six guys.
Yeah. Well, they can call somebody up from the, what do they call them, the Red Claws or what are they? I think they can call.
The G League.
G League. They can call somebody up from that league, fun. I think. So they may add
PJ Dozier for 5 minutes.
So why was.
A good DraftKing up.
Why was he so intent on going out and winning that game yesterday when there was absolutely nothing to gain, and it turns out he ends up having two guys get hurt during the course of the game?
Well, first of all, could someone check on Marcus Smart to make sure he didn't get shot from somebody sitting in the top of the
bleachers? Boy, he went down hard, didn't he?
Yeah, why does he have to be so...
Yeah, but you're just, laughing
why
it off.
Why do you have to dramatize?
He's a tough kid. He really had a problem.
He is and he isn't.
You think he's
That's
faking?
The thing. I think he overdoes it all the time. You think...
That's a new deal.
You think he doesn't overdo it?
Good if he could sing the anthem.
I would bring him out instead of Boston Pops. But that is that. So he gets hurt in the game. He says he can come back in.
Doesn't matter.
It looked like he got sniped. It was like somebody shot him.
It did look that way.
Okay.
Twice.
So
twice.
It was. Would you be? I agree with you because I think it's a little inconsistent. They're talking about flipping the switch. Wait till playoff time. As long as we're healthy, we're good. And then for some reason, you play hard in this game with two to go when your fate's already pretty much determined. But if nobody got hurt, would you feel the same way?
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying, it's magnified.
I felt that
right?
way when I watched the game
now
yesterday.
Now, you got, 6 days or whatever it is before game one? I saw whatever it's going to be. So, what's going on with Tatum's shin, this rib thing now, the strain that Smart has? Yeah, it's a little bit strange. You would have thought, like, I'd maybe go at it for about a quarter or a half.
You need Smart.
And then the regular season is over for these guys, and they played through in the second half, which made no sense.
Lou, I thought after Friday night's game, you've locked it up. You've got it. That's it. Goodbye. And I could see him playing some guys if Indiana had won that game yesterday. Then maybe there's still an outside chance, even though it's not great. But once Indiana lost that game, you throw the towel in. You know what you say to the guys? Okay, guys, we're backing off right now. Because he's not being consistent with it because tomorrow he's playing nobody.
Right.
Nobody. So I don't think I would.
So tomorrow's game doesn't matter, but last night's did.
How?
For some reason.
How did it matter?
It shouldn't have.
Unless he was fighting for the number three seed. And that's even dumber if that's the case.
So you say, okay, this is our last game. We're going to go at it. We're going to rest everybody in the last game of the year, even though that game meant nothing. And I would agree. That game in Indiana should have been the last game. We went all out. We beat them. Beat them handily.
We did what we needed to do, fellas.
Do I really need another game? What are we trying to do that isn't already done? You know what I mean? I need one more game to what? To build team chemistry?
I see no indication.
Pad your stats.
Meaningless game? Like, if you needed that game against Orlando for something, then you're in trouble. It's not already done.
I agree. Your chemistry is already established here. So you can look at it and say, the one thing we wanted to get is Hayward playing a lot more and getting into a groove. Okay. So maybe in the game yesterday, you play Hayward 34, 35 minutes. I get that. One guy, right? Even though, he's shooting lights out here in the last couple games. I don't understand why everybody was out there. Horford, he backed off in the fourth quarter because he's got to worry about that knee, and he'd played him considerable minutes up to that point. And Tice was playing well. If Tice wasn't playing well, I think he would have brought Horford back into the game. But it made no sense.
It was weird.
There's nothing to gain. And the funny thing is, they were arguing about it before the game. Scalabrine is sitting there going, "You don't play your guys today." At least,
dude, do you want to hear? Do you guys like awkward moments?
Do you like to hear awkward moments?
So this was an exchange between Abby Chin.
Yes.
Scal,
Tommy, and Mike
Gorman and Heinsohn. Right. This is during the game.
Yes.
Because there was a debate. I guess the conversation revolved around seeding and tanking.
Where
and
you
who would they
to,
like
where
to play.
You want to finish?
Yeah. Scal wanted the 4 seed. He wants to play Indiana. He doesn't even want the 3 seed.
Correct.
Scal, you had some interesting thoughts on what the Celtics, what you'd like to see them do here as far as seeding goes.
Oh, I want them to get the 4 seed.
Because why?
Play Indiana. Hey, Abby, have you seen Indiana play? Anybody else seen Indiana play? Am I the only one that's seen Indiana play?
But you're honestly afraid of the Nets?
I'm not afraid of anybody. You have to pick and choose. Indiana is falling like a rock. If you just watch and you can see Indiana right now, if they started the season without Victor Oladipo, they would not be a playoff team.
Don't you see that?
I got to say something.
Go ahead. Fire away.
Scal, be easy on her. You know?
Thank you.
She's being a mother.
I understand all that.
Come on. Wait.
Indiana.
Get off her back.
Wait, being a mother? Like she's being motherly?
No,
or
she should be treated.
She's had a baby.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I know. She's a mom. She's her second kid, right?
We get all of that, but you still should treat her the same way you would treat Scal or Gorman or anybody else on the set. She says something that's a little bit off base, which it was. It just didn't seem like she had a good grasp of what they were talking about. Scal's 100% correct. You want the number 4 seed. You saw what Indiana is. Plus, you match up real well. They don't have Oladipo.
Yeah, but when you replay that, she's just like, you had some interesting comments. She's trying to get that out of them pregame. What are they? He said, I want Indiana. All she said was, because, normally be like, I want Indiana, and I'm going to tell you why I want Indiana. So all she said was, because, and that's when he's just like, have you even seen them play lately?
It's like he's already on edge.
Yeah, he was already
Because
pissed.
In the end, everybody, keep it going, Ryan, because everyone ended up agreeing with him.
Indiana right now is having such a hard time getting wins. This is a team you want to play.
Scal, fire away.
Yeah, just think about Brooklyn. Think about these guys. Think about Detroit. Like, you guys pick a team. If I'm the one going
I'm with you, Scal.
Okay. Abby?
Yes. I'm here.
And Mike?
I'm with you, Scal. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
I'm right behind you, Scal.
I like the matchup of the Pacers, but I don't think that the Celtics should tank to get there.
I don't think they're tanking.
They're not tanking.
No. they're not tanking tonight, I'll tell you.
They're getting tanked at the moment.
They're getting tanked, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It wasn't a matter of tanking. It was a matter of moving up, right?
Well, the other thing is that, and how realistic was that? If the Pacers are the best matchup, at least for the first round.
You guys pick a team.
They already knew because, the Pacers had lost to the Nets before the game even started. So right
Pacers
away,
were locked into the 5.
Yeah, so it didn't really matter at that point in time as far as the 4 seed goes. You already got it.
Couldn't go up, couldn't go down.
If you really think, in 2 games left, do you really think you're going to get that 3 seed?
I'm with you,
and then if you can, do you really even want it? Because at that point in time, it's more important to rest your players.
That's the point.
Nobody's playing.
I can't believe that Brad Stevens looked at that and said, we can get the 3 seed. The one thing I think he might have been doing is they played their ass off against Miami, to beat Miami, right? So they beat Miami. And so the league, there's a little bit of pressure from the league because the league's sitting there going, last week of the season, if you're going to play your ass off against Miami, and Miami is now out, all right? They're out. Then you got to play your ass off against Orlando because you got to give both teams a fair shot. Now, if the league came to me as a coach and said that, I would say, okay, thank you very much for the advice. What do you think Popovich would have done?
I'm with you, Scal.
He would have let it go in one ear and out the other.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have gone and treated his team to what makes the most importance for him is his team winning. He wouldn't have sat there and said, I'm going to make sure I take care of the league. It's not about take care of the league.
Just being a mother.
It's about take care of the Boston Celtics.
I agree.
What other reason could there possibly be? I can't believe Brad Stevens is looking at it saying, hey, guys, Orlando beats us every single time we play him, no matter where we play him. Let's move up to the three and see if we can match up with Orlando next week. That makes zero sense.
He wanted this team to play well. Wanted one more game for whatever reason. Because obviously he doesn't care about the last one. They're all sitting out. But that game, to me, it made no sense. You want to start these guys? Play for a half.
So you're telling me.
It's a good game. You're up five at halftime. You pull everybody.
Lou, you telling me.
A good half of basketball.
You beat Indiana. You pretty much lock it up on Friday night. You don't come on that plane and say, gentlemen, we did exactly what we needed to do.
Well, it's not done until Indiana lost before tip-off.
If Indiana loses on Sunday, we're going to rest, guys, because it's more important that we rest and be healthy for a week from Sunday. I'm shocked that that's not what happened. Shocked. And I think Scal was a little taken off back by that as well.
All right, who wants to rip WWE and all their fans?
You do.
I know you want
some
of this.
You want to rip them.
You want some of this. I can't wait to chew into this. I'm just going to take a big bite out of it.
Ruined Bret Hart's
Hall of
Fame. Ruined it. Let's go.
Ruined
last call.
It. We'll do it next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch like Tom.
Where'd you get a f***ing ass?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. We want to thank the 99 Restaurant. Fed the boys with lunch here today. And tomorrow for you, on Tuesdays, $5 cheeseburgers from 11 to 5 at the bar. They're celebrating the home opener tomorrow.
Beautiful.
So head to the,
can't wait.
The 99.
To like a all right,
so Christian came in here today. He was all hepped up. I'm excited because we've got a local kid from Winchester, Massachusetts, and Boston College that now is another champion. Red Sox, I'm sure, will wheel him out tomorrow.
Is he going to be there tomorrow?
I'm sure that Kofi Kingston is going to be there tomorrow.
Bring him out there, too.
Bring him out there
tomorrow. He's a champion, local hero. Yeah, so I'm watching ESPN this morning, and I see them wheel out these two people. One of the guy was the Coffee Kid. I don't even know what
Coffee Kingston. That's
Coffee
right.
Kingston, whatever the hell his name is. And they're treating him. ESPN is
like he did something.
Well, like he actually earned it. Well, yeah, he fought in the ring, and it's all scripted, somewhat scripted. Okay, it's an outline. I'll call it a baseline outline. But you know who's going to win beforehand.
Pretty sure you do.
So the fact that he actually earned this on his own is ridiculous. But here's ESPN treating this kid like he actually won like a World Series or Super Bowl. It wasn't. It drove me nuts. Here it is, real quick. A little piece.
You know, Kofi, for you, you've kind of been that underdog role. And this push that we've seen has just taken a lot. I was there last night. Every move, you could sense it with the 83,000 that were there. They were hanging on it, praying that this result was going to be what it was. Did you feel that? And how has this been, this Kofi mania?
Yeah, it's been incredible. Honestly, the past like 2 months have been amazing to see the support from the WWE universe. Like realizing that they wanted this to happen as badly as I did is just awesome, because this is all I've ever wanted to do ever since I was a kid, man. This is like literally my childhood dream coming true. And that's like a real cliche thing to
say. Okay, great. Here's the thing.
But,
hold on. That's enough.
That's enough.
It's a popularity contest.
I don't like you disrespecting my sport. I think Kofi's got nice skin. I can make it into a sweater.
It's beautiful
skin. I have WrestleMania.
You don't think he earned it? Is that what you're telling?
Well, okay. Did he?
I was there.
He rehearsed it. It was scripted.
He already knew he was going to win.
Is this like a playbook when you get it on Thursday and you see you're in a red zone? You know, red zone offense for you?
I know I'm getting the ball.
So he saw the script and saw he was going to win a championship.
To me, it's like winning an Oscar. You won an award. So
it is like winning.
But at least at that point, they vote for it. Someone, the owners, whoever it is, decided that, you know, you have the most shine. You get the most attention. We're going to make sure you win.
We're giving this guy attention. Like, he actually won.
He didn't. He scripted it. They scripted it. You knew you were going to win. So he's, oh, it's what I've worked my whole life for. Okay, because you became the most popular person. You have the funniest or the coolest tagline.
You know what this is like? This is like ESPN, like interviewing Adonis Creed and asking him what it was like to beat Victor.
Yeah, the actor.
Drago.
Nice.
It's real to be dead.
So what was it like in that final round? Did you think it was going to be a TKO? Yeah, because it was scripted out years ago.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone.
Well, this is like a movie.
When you beat Clubber Lang the second time, what was going through your mind in that 10th round?
How did you do it?
Okay, I get it. People love it.
What's your game plan?
But it amazes me that I get the fans. That's my point.
Okay,
I get the fans getting into it. But when ESPN champions this, like it's an accomplishment, and they serve this up to me, like I should treat it as reality. It is a reality. It's fake. So ESPN parading these guys out there. Like they actually won a real championship. Like the belt was actually earned in a real fight. No, it's not the case. So why are they serving it up to me like it's like they actually earned it? No, somebody decided that this guy's going to win.
How was it any different than the fake news they threw at the public for 18 months with Deflategate? How is it any different?
You don't think this is silly beyond silly?
That ESPN is doing it?
That ESPN brings out
just looking at the audience.
WWE.
It's tapping into the audience.
Oh, I know, but give me a break. But it's fake. It's not a real fight.
Can I tell you something?
I spent 18 hours in the front row. I held up a sign and it said, Sopso.
What are you going to do with the skin
it's
there,
so
Jimmy?
Stupid.
Jimmy, what are you going to do with the skin?
I'm going to go home and pet my cats. God.
Actually, the Red Sox should be better.
My entire life, I love it.
The Red Sox would be better off bringing Kofi out there tomorrow. At least it appealed to some younger demos.
This is my ringtone.
The Boston Pops.
I love it.
ESPN, they're just a bunch of frauds, and it's
hilarious.
We're
going to talk a lot of wrestling.
They're going to bring a bunch of wrestlers. No, I knew they were.
Wait till Kofi shows up tomorrow.
That they're actually bringing this guy out.
Like the belt.
It's like if he ran a race and everybody faked an injury so they would let him win, and then you're still going to go, hey, you won it. Hey, good for you.
Wait till you see how pissed Lou gets tomorrow when they bring out the trophies and they match the trophies up. So instead of bringing out the World Series trophy, which should stand by itself, they're going to probably bring in all of the other trophies, all of the Patriots trophies. Kofi's trophy
six of them.
Is coming out there.
Yeah. Bring out the belt. Bring out the belt that you won. Everybody and your producer voted for you.
They call it a strap.
They call it what?
Silly. They call it the strap.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Doesn't WWE have their own channel?
They'd be smarter bringing him in tomorrow because at least, you know, you're reaching some.
I'll be the only guy not clapping when the Patriots come on the field tomorrow. Just letting you know.
Wait a second. Let me just wait. So WrestleMania was 7.5 hours?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. You got your money's worth. You got your money's worth.
Tantric sex.
It's a big weekend. Hall of Fame. The whole works.
Who wants to do anything for 7 hours? Who wants to do that for 7 hours?
I'll do that.
Springsteen does that.
I wish it was full.
There's a game on tomorrow. It's opening home opener tomorrow over at Fenway Park. 2 o'clock. They start the ceremonies at 1 o'clock. Lou will be doing the game with Joe until Joe finds out that Lou is really pissed at the pregame ceremonies. That's going to be interesting. I want to hear Joe's reaction to all of that. And then Christian and I will join when the game is over.
Maybe.
The game is over. And we'll be on to what, 7 o'clock? Is that what they're telling us tonight?
Whatever it takes.
We'll be on when the game is
opening day.
Is
season
over.
Starts tomorrow. Sale's going to come out first pitch, set the tone, about 87.
87. He's going to get warmed up.
He'll get it up
He's
to 89
up.
By the third inning. All right, let's spin the wheel. Who's on tonight?
Best part of the show.
Zilio.
Hey, it's Evan Drellin. Hey.
By himself?
Yeah.
I got to tell you. He was good by himself this weekend. He was better than when he was with like people.
Yeah.
It's almost
like people.
Yes, I think it's
kind of like your sex life.
I think he's better in a private space by himself with a little microphone.
Good. I like that. Microphone. Sex is better when you have a partner.
Oh, I'm just saying.
All right, boys.
For the most time.
We'll see you tomorrow right after the game. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
We're out of here, Ryan.
Go back.
We suck. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.